Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Harvick wins number 51. Kevin Harvick ended up in the same place in 2020 that he ended up in 2001 when they went to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Victory Circle. Harvick went to Victory Lane for the 51st time as a NASCAR Cup Series driver and continued his dominance at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Harvick led four times for 151 laps and scored the victory by beating out Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, and Denny Hamlin. He did have some competition with his Stuart Haas teammate and Clint Bowyer. However, Bowyer had a flat tire at the end of the race and had to end up settling for 20th position. Kurt Busch finished in 6th, Jimmy Johnson finished in 7th, Chase Elliott in 8th, Brad Keselowski 9th, and 10th was Joey Logano. Next up for the Cup Series, we're back to midweek racing, and what better to celebrate it with a bull ring like Martinsville. The paperclip is going to get invaded by the NASCAR Cup Series stars Wednesday night FS1 Under the Lights for the first ever Under the Lights race at Martinsville. Number two, double dose of racing delivers. It was a double dose of racing on Saturday as the NASCAR Xfinity teams and the NASCAR Truck Series teams took to the rough and rugged track at Atlanta. On the Gander Outdoor and RV Truck Series side, well, it was Grant Enfinger who took the checkered flag for the first race as he beat out Austin Hill in a green-white checkered. Now, this was set up due to Chase Elliott spinning out with under five laps to go. Enfinger went to Victory Lane for the second time this season and the fourth time in his short NASCAR career. Now, you may be wondering, where's Kyle Busch? Well, the Candyman struggled as he had a pit road penalty among other incidents, as he had to settle for 21st, even though he led 37 laps. Chase Elliott was right in front of him, finishing in 20th after the spin. In the second race, right after it, it was a surprising winner, as AJ Allmendinger, driving a third Colic racing car, delivered for Matt Colic and Chris Rice and went to Victory Lane in the number 16 car. He had to hold off Noah Gregson, last week's winner at Bristol, to score the victory. Justin Haley finishes in third. Following that up was Daniel Hemric and Harrison Burton rounding out the top five. Next up for the Xfinity Series, they'll be doing a double dose of racing as a Saturday-Sunday doubleheader at Homestead Miami Speedway will feature not one, but two special guests. Dale Jr. will be racing in the Saturday race, and AJ Allmendinger will be racing in the Sunday race. Catch both of those races on FS1 as well as Fox next Saturday and next Sunday. Number three, Bubba Wallace treated and released for fatigue after the Atlanta Cup race. Since the NASCAR Cup Series date moved away from Labor Day weekend after the 2014 season, warmer temperatures haven't been less of a factor at Atlanta. But for Bubba Wallace, the dangers of heat exhaustion can still become a factor. After the race, both Bubba and Ryan Newman were showing signs of physical fatigue after getting out of their cars. Wallace nearly fainted after getting out of his car, and then during a live post-race interview with Fox Sports, he nearly did so again. Now, Wallace and Newman weren't the only ones under the weather. Josh Blicky, who drove for Premium Motorsports at Atlanta, also suffered some sort of heat exhaustion. Newman wound up 14th, Wallace was 21st, and while Blicky was 34th. Bubba Wallace and Josh Blicky were treated and released from the Infield Care Center, according to NASCAR. For more on Bubba, check out Brad Harrison's article on FrontStretch.com. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Folks, you can follow me and follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch and at the Brian Nolan, BryanNolen. Also, check out the latest podcasts that Mike Neff, Dustin Albino do each and every week on Google Play, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today, as well as all the latest on the recap from Atlanta, as well as a preview for Martinsville and Homestead. FrontStretch.com's got all the latest for you. Once again, FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay safe, stay healthy, and stay social distancing.